It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Counties across Colorado are moving to more restrictive levels to slow the spread of COVID-19. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Rowe County moved two levels on the state's COVID-19 dial in the last week. The county is now at level orange, which reduces capacity at retail stores, offices, and restaurants to 25%. Beth Melton is the county commissioner.
We are very concerned about public health's capacity to keep up with all the necessary contact tracing and testing. We're concerned about making sure we have a ski season, so we believed it was imperative to act quickly.
La Plata County is moving to level orange on Friday. There will also be a 10:30 p.m. curfew, and gatherings will be limited to one household. Pueblo County could also reach level orange this week. That's one step away from a stay-at-home order. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has less than 2 weeks to decide on a new Supreme Court justice. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the three finalists for the seat all come from different backgrounds.
Maria Birkencotter is a former chief judge from Boulder. Tim McDonald is a partner at a prominent Denver law firm and has extensive experience in Indian tribal law. And Andrea Wang is a federal prosecutor who specializes in fraud cases. Colorado has an unusual system where people can apply to fill high court vacancies, and a committee selects finalists. The governor has to choose between one of them to be the next state Supreme Court justice. The vacancy comes as Colorado's chief justice hits mandatory retirement age and must step down. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A newly approved 2021 budget at RTD includes more than $100 million in cuts through layoffs and other reductions. It's not clear when RTD will be able to afford to restore rail and bus service that's been cut because of the pandemic. The Colorado Air National Guard will be in the air over parts of the state today for Veterans Day. F-16 fighter jets will take off this morning from Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora. They're scheduled to fly over Loveland at 11:11 a.m., then over Durango and Grand Junction. The National Guard says the flyovers serve as pilot training at no additional cost to taxpayers. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.